Tripwise on your own way. Tripwise on Tripwise, been down again. Tripwise, been down again. Tripwise, been down again. Tripwise, tripping on my head again. Tripwise, been down again. Tripwise, been down again. Tripwise, tripping on my head again. Tripwise, been down again. As I lie in the sun, on the edge of a dream, you play me a song. Before I knew what you'd done, I was up on my feet, dancing.
walks away, when other walks away. See, I tell you one thing, it's more than I can take, it's more than I can take. How do you stumble in a cinematic way, cinematic way? Walks away, when other walks away.
With you. You just heard Parcels and Kraken Smack. The song's called Stumble. That was the Richard Dorfmeister Cinematic Way mix.
Wow.
He's bunch of,
still around. I mean, and he went back to like more of his classic, like chilling things out, remixing, right?
What a motley crew there.
Well, it's fitting, right? It works well. You know what's interesting? The reason I put this track on here is the 25-year anniversary of this K&D Sessions is next month. They're releasing a box set in vinyl and on CD of
about time
a remastered K&D Sessions.
They,
I mean, 25 years. Can you believe that?
So much.
Such a great release back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, it set the tone for so many. It set the bar so high for other artists, helped the electronic music industry, and the chill and the dub vibe, too. I mean, they all had to just scurry back to the studio and remaster everything.
You know, I think if you go back to 25 years, it is like the highlight of their career was that period.
They did a lot with drums. That was one thing that you could say about them is they were so deep on their percussion that they changed it. They changed electronic music after that. Okay,
they have some videos out and where they're in their studio and they're going over their old samplers and how they were working them.
Oh, it's got to be unbelievable.
This is all before Pro Tools, right?
Yeah.
And Ableton and whatever they were using, right? So,
can you imagine how complicated those drum tracks that they did were? Because they're still complicated. They stood the test of time.
Yeah.
So Rufus Du Sol before that did a song called Music Is Better off of Inhale, Exhale. You know, I thought Rufus Du Sol was over when I was in Las Vegas a few months back and saw that saw them on a big leaderboard they play every night there. Well, they don't anymore, but they... I was like, oh,
they had a residency at the Sphere.
Could you imagine? That would have been so cool to see them at the Sphere.
I don't know.
Gilligan Moss, it probably would have been $350, but maybe more. Gilligan Moss before that did a song called Still Wonder. It was off of Speaking Across Time. And one from Cha played a song called Sister. It was off of Capricorn Sun. Gruber Mata played a song called Tripwire off the album Edge of the Horizon. And we start off the whole set with Joe Goddard's song called Moments Die off of his new album, Harmonix.
I'd say if you're going to buy a release, I'd recommend this one. If you're going to go to the record store, buy one CD.
Yeah, for sure.
It is just like one of those. This is an album where you have to buy the whole album. Don't just pick a couple of songs. I mean, even if you're downloading online or whatever you're doing.
That's high praise from the bad
guy. You need the whole album.
Listen to Mike. Yep. Listen to Mike, people.
Speaking of Mike, we got Mike Snow queued up for you.
Play it.
And then they're going to be at Coachella next year, so we're going to play a song called Enter the Joker's Lair. It's off of Happy to You. Let's check it out.